Today, I am talking to Arlie Jones. She is a student at UIS and business/community outreach intern for the Faith Coalition for the Common Good. Welcome, Arlie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. I'm excited to talk about this today. Can you tell us what is the Faith Coalition?
So Faith Coalition is a nonprofit organization that really just brings together faith-based communities. So whether that be churches, other faith-based organizations, but we mainly focus on bringing together transformational justice in the community. I know we do stuff with the Clean Energies Job Act. We do a lot with voter engagement. We're just surrounded with community service and bettering Springfield.
Arlie, I want to ask you, how did you get involved with the organization?
So it was actually by accident, kind of. So I was applying for an internship. And so I had an interview one day, and then my mom had told me about somebody wanting to hire me for phone banking. And I was like, oh, okay. And so they had talked to me a little bit more about it. And I was just like, yes, I'm also looking for an internship. And they said, well, you know, we've already closed our internship process, but if you want to go ahead and interview right now, you can. And I was like, oh, okay. So it was kind of like I was applying for something else and then came into this. And before, I hadn't really heard about Faith Coalition. So it was just kind of by accident.
It sounds like it kind of just fell into your lap. So what do you typically do on your usual day in your position? What are some activities that you're doing, or how are you involved?
So my title is a business intern, and I'm also like a baby community organizer. So day to day, I have to make sure that I'm in contact with all of our board members. I am on the Voter Engagement Task Force, as well as the Transformational Justice Task Force. So basically what we're working on with voter engagement is recently we just did, well, more like a seminar with Phi Beta Sigma on UIS's campus. And we just did like a voter registration seminar, just explaining like what's going to be on the ballot, how to apply for a mail-in ballot online, and just how our generation can get more information. We're also planning another event on October 24th called Unity in the Community, Baby Boomers to Gen Z Take the Polls. So we're trying to make sure that ages 18 to like 25 and 30 and ages 50 plus, make sure that they're getting to the polls and finding ways, creative ways, to make sure that everybody can get their votes in by November 3rd.
And I'm glad you brought up events, because I kind of wanted to ask, how has COVID-19 affected the service and the events that you all usually do?
So normally with Faith Coalition, because we're a community-based organization, we are always in front of people. So we've had to become very creative with the way that we're reaching people. So I know one of the things recently we've been talking about is community organizing versus community planning. So you can plan for an event as much as you want, but are you making sure that you're getting people there and getting people involved? So making sure that we are, you know, making our flyers more fun, or making sure we're sending out emails and as well follow-up calls to make sure that, you know, people are engaged and realize what's going on in our communities.
So speaking of what's going on in the community, over the summer, we experienced a lot with the different riots, different things going on in the world. And I know we talked a little bit about the voter registration aspect, but what has been the organization's response to everything going on in the world? And is there anything in the community going on to kind of offset that?
I think we're just trying to take it how it's going, because I know there's been a lot of things along the lines with police brutality. And with our Transformational Justice Task Force, we've been making sure that people understand terminology, and making sure that when we have meetings, especially when we're talking to people of color and African Americans, that we are reaching them in a way that it's not offensive. And we're making sure that we're all on the same page without having to talk in code. So just making sure that we're not talking in code, and we're making everything in layman's terms for people, because that's really how we're going to be able to bridge the gap in our communities, by having these tough conversations and making sure that people understand, you know, what's really happening in our communities and how Black and Brown people are being targeted.
I know earlier you talked about the different religious organizations that are involved in the coalition. So is that just churches, or who specifically in our area so far is involved with the organization?
So we have a nice list. Organizations such as Boys and Girls Club, Pure Haven Community Organization, the Ministerial Alliance. So it really just ranges. We have the Dominican Sisters. It's just really a good, diverse group of people that we have as members in our coalition.
So it sounds like the community is really involved with the group.
Yes. We actually try to have monthly meetings just to make sure that we're covering all of our bases, so that if there's an event that somebody else needs help on. So that's where the interns come in, helping with community organizing and community planning to make sure that we get people out and get people involved.
So speaking of interns, how has your experience been so far with interning with the organization?
This experience has been very trying, because what I've realized is that community organizing, it never stops. Like it's almost a 24-hour job when you think about it. So like on the weekend, I'll receive an email about something, and then next thing you know, I catch myself sending another email about it. So it's just, because life goes on, so does the job. So the job just never stops. But I personally enjoy doing the work that I do. And I'm not just saying that because my boss is going to listen to this, but I truly enjoy it. And I don't feel like it's a task. I feel like it's something that I feel like I'm continually benefiting my community with every email I send and every call I make.
How would you encourage others in the community to maybe not even take on an intern position, but maybe a volunteer position?
I'm always telling people, make sure you get involved and make sure you do stuff by, I'd say, reaching out to Faith Coalition. We look at our email probably by the hour every day. So we always have things going on. Like I know right now, if somebody were want to volunteer, we do have phone banking for the Fair Tax Agenda Amendment. We have people that want to be able to get to the polls, so to be able to direct people. So there's just so many opportunities that we have, and we still need volunteers to help us write out postcards to make sure people go out and vote. So I just say email and call the office, and if you want to get involved, we got lists for you.
And I think that's really important. And the whole message we're trying to get out with Community Voices is there is so much going on in your community that you can get involved with. So I really appreciate that. And so speaking on that note, is there any events, I know we talked about some, that are coming up that our audience should know about?
So like I mentioned before, we have our Unity in the Community, Baby Boomers to Gen Z Take the Polls. So that event is mainly, we're getting a bunch of vendors together. So may that be food. We have a couple arts and crafts, and we have different organizations that are coming to give more information about their organizations and what they do. So it's really just a way of like getting to know who's in your community. And then our goal is everybody that comes will be able to vote right then and there.
That's really nice. So when people are ready to sign up for your event or find more information, where can they go to stay up to date with you all?
So you guys can reach us on Facebook, Faith Coalition for the Common Good. We are able to reach everybody that way. You guys can go like our page. I'm excited for people to hear this and want to get involved with Faith Coalition. And yeah, I'm excited.